father then, after all these years passed and I grew up, well, he went southwest and got his bride and brought her back this country, back where.
I see. Were your mother's parents born in this country, or?
No, that mother's parents were, I expect they were born, yeah, but their ancestors came from, well, on my father's side, they came from Pennsylvania, mm-hmm. and settled in this way, and they were, my father's name was Frederick, which is a German name. Mm-hmm. Now, his folks originally came from Germany,
mm-hmm.
when they came to this country and settled in Pennsylvania, and my mother's folks were more kind of Irish, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And
do you know if they lived in other states in the United States before coming to Tennessee?
I have neither did, but I'm not real sure.
Mm-hmm.
Not real sure. Anyway, the whole home where my mother's grandfather lived, it was a store, three-story log house, and it hadn't been tore down too long. It hadn't been gone too long. And the house where my grandfather and his brother settled, they have, where my grandfather's brother settled, it hadn't been tore down here a year or two ago.
Mm-hmm.
Where my uncle settled there. My uncle ate the left down at Ruthen, their father, and lived down there too long, and they had to kind of get out and develop new territory. So one of their sons, Uncle John, bought 1,000 acres joining this farm, and my grandfather, his brother, bought 1,000 acres in adjoining him on kind of northeast of there. And Uncle John never married. He had a sweetheart and was going to get married, and I don't know whether they were going to the wedding or how it happened, but anyway, she was in a buggy along the railroad track, and the horse got scared and ran away and killed her.
Oh, dear.
And she died, and so my uncle never married. So his property had no heirs, and his property was kind of divided up among the other heirs around.
Mm-hmm.
And in my father's family, well, my grandfather had about four or five sons and two daughters.
Mm-hmm.
And that was divided, that 1,000 acres was divided among them.
Mm-hmm.
And my father was the youngest one of the sons. So he got the home place, which was built in 1856. He was born in 1862.
Mm-hmm.
My grandfather built a house in 56 and left the old home at the head of the creek. He built the old timers in kind of like the Indians. They always built close to spring where there'd mm-hmm. be running water. So my grandfather built right at the head of this creek, at Creek, and built this log house, and it hadn't been tore down too many years. It's gone now. But my grandfather came down the creek then about a half a mile and built this brick home.
Mm-hmm.
And they had the kiln there,